Blog Talk Radio. Divine peace and blessings, we are experiencing just a few technical difficulties. Please do bear with me this evening, and thank you for your patience. Divine peace and blessings, joy and tranquility, serenity and humility. You are now listening live and in archive to the Divine Prince, Pan-African spiritualist, author, practitioner, and advisor, sharing with you in all things spiritual, mystical, metaphysical, cosmic, universal, evolutionary, and revolutionary. From a Pan-African hoodoo world spiritualist perspective, understanding that all is indeed a blessing if you can just see beyond the veils. For it is all just an illusion and a test. And one of the greatest divine mysteries of this life cycle. This is my constant prayer, my mantra, my affirmation, reverberation, and my reality. And it is crucial to the very foundation of my understanding, teaching, walk and works along this life path and journey. It is how I, the Divine Prince, make sense out of all that we are challenged with here in our daily existence on Mother, Father, Earth, and it is my personal place of power and understanding. The place from where I begin and the place from where I crystallize and realize all endeavors, understanding that I alone create and co-create my divine destiny, and I alone create and co-create my divine reality. And so it is, Ashe. It is Wednesday, March 17th, 2010, in the year of Legba and the ancestors, those who have gone before, and he who stands at the crossroads. This is the month of offensive moves and opposition, change and regeneration. Today we are in a Pisces lunation with the moon in its new phase in Aries and the sun in Pisces. This suggests a time of sudden and dramatic change and challenges that affect the spiritual and emotional bodies directly, prompting us to respond and react upon an impulse and intuitively sensitive range of emotions and intuitions, sometimes without thinking and rationalizing these out first. This also coincides with the continuation of our discussion of the elements of hoodoo tonight with water and fire. And on the powerful hand, the element water resides between the small or pinky finger of earth and the longest and middle finger of fire. Some refer to it as the ring finger for our Western cultural practice of placing the marriage rings on this finger. In magical and spiritual culture and symbolism all over the world, water is representative of a profound and pure knowledge, wisdom, and understanding. Cleansing and purification and clarification of mind, body, and spirit. Water is a necessary elemental factor and definer of the living from the dead, or inanimate, shall we say. It is the elixir of life and the elusive philosopher's stone, a necessary elemental building block to all spiritual manifestation and ritual processes. Water reminds us of the fluidity of life, spirituality, and existence, that to all there is a cycle and a spherical process of continuation, rebirth, and regeneration. I would like to also thank each and every one of you for being present here with the Divine Prince live and in archive from New Orleans here on Blog Talk Radio. I would also like to take this time to show honor and appreciation to those who are present with me now in the chat room, in Yahoo chat, in Windows Live chat, and in AOL chat. Emerald Rose 7, peace and blessings. Thank you for being present with us. Fire Witch, as always, we are honored by your lovely presence, and we thank you for being with us. Twee 1968, thank you for being faithful in your attendance. And Zara Khan, thank you so much for being a part of our family and our community as we continue to grow and build together. I also want to remind you that our telephone call-in, listen-in number is area code 347-215-8967. That's 347-215-8967. And if you have a question or comment at any point during the show, please do press the number 1 on your telephone keypad. This will alert us that there is a caller in queue, and I will attend to your call at my earliest convenience. Once you are complete, I will, again, close out your mic so that you can continue on with your activities. Many of us do many things while we listen and enjoy Blog Talk Radio, and I do appreciate your staying tuned in with us. Just then again, press the number 1. This will then take your name out of queue, and I will continue on, and you can listen on while in a mute-like mode with the show. So again, our call-in number is area code 347-215-8967, as Zara Khan has so kindly placed in our chat room. Area code 347-215-8967 if you do indeed have a question or comment, or if you are ever away from your show on Wednesday evenings, 7 p.m. Central Standard Time, you can listen to The Divine Prince on Blog Talk Radio by calling this number during my live show hours only. And do please call in early. Papa Say and myself both have been experiencing the phone lines quickly filling up, and Blog Talk Radio has been placing limits, unfortunately, at the number of people who can be held in queue at any particular time. So if you are, again, away from your computer and you want to listen to the show, do call in right about 4 minutes to the hour of 7 p.m. Central Standard Time to area code 347-215-8967, and you can continue to enjoy the show away from your computer. But those of you who are with me now in the chat know that it is double the fun to listen on the phone as well as be in the chat. Some of the discussion takes place in the chat, a lot of history and a lot of information, and community, social community building takes place in the chat. So I enjoy the show both on the phone as well as in the chat. So again, I want to thank each and every one of you and welcome another of our community, Ogun Vincent, for being present and taking the time out of your schedule to be present with us here on Blog Talk Radio with the Divine Prince live from New Orleans this evening as I continue the elements of hoodoo with water and fire, but also introduce some history, little known history in hoodoo specific to New Orleans. We have a path of hoodoo slash voodoo here because it does kind of straddle the line, which is very little known outside of the community here locally as well as throughout the country, and that is called Black Hawk. And I will go into a teaching and understanding of Black Hawk as we continue on with the show. I also want to thank each and every one of you who have shown concern, who have been aware of the fire that we experienced at our previous location. We were residing in an antique, antebellum, historic mansion, as many residents do here in Uptown New Orleans. and it experienced a fire due to the inattentiveness of another resident within the structure who left something cooking on the stove within their unit. And the building didn't burn down, but we lost utilities and functionality. And, of course, there's a lot of dust and board and repair work going on and that sort of thing. But we have taken that opportunity with the assistance of the Red Cross to relocate into a house in a different community in mid-city, but not very far from our previous location. And for those of you who have sent donations, who made calls, who sent emails throughout the past week or so, you are greatly appreciated for your efforts. Know that you are with us and present with us as we make our petitions before the divine creator and the spirits, that divine peace, joy, and prosperity will abound for us all within the community as we move forward this year in 2010, in spite of any public and media talk about the economy and the world situation, which we all know is in a very grave, grave state right now. But the divine creators are looking out for their chosen, and I truly believe the chosen are not specific to any specific religion, but are specific to those who have taken on the true spiritual path within whatever cultural religion you are a member or a practitioner of. So indeed, the tides are changing. We have all been seeing signs of the tides changing within the community. I have begun doing walking tours here in New Orleans. Specific to voodoo, I am not a licensed or professional tour guide by any means. I am a professional expert hoodoo Pan-African spiritualist practitioner who has a wealth of knowledge of the culture here in the city of New Orleans, and particularly that which you would not be able to gain access to on your commercial tour. Some of the things that I will reveal tonight and in coming shows, very little known outside of the actual active practicing persons in the community here who practice voodoo. And again, we have two paths of voodoo here. There is the voodoo, which the authentic practitioners often associate with the tourist industry. There are authentic practitioners within the tourist industry, but their primary focus is on the tourist, the tour buses. So there is a certain more surface level type of demonstration being done there, whereas you have the more authentic practitioners, which truly are practicing hoodoo here in New Orleans, who often you will not find in the Jackson Square reading tarot cards. You will not find often in the French Quarter, outside of maybe doing some type of shopping at some of the stores, but often spend their time in the community where the churches are, where the people are. So I'm going to begin to bring more of that to the show starting this evening with the continuation of the elements of hoodoo, but also in introducing to some and reintroducing to others the path that is known as Black Hawk. There was a time that you couldn't mention Black Hawk in the presence of certain elders within the community. The fear of the path was that great, and is still to some degree a taboo subject, but has found some opening in more modern times with the presence of the internet and more modern practitioners such as myself, who have a more universal reach and appeal that extends outside of the community. So often I receive requests and questions about many things that require me to teach and explain on various little-known paths and teachings of Pan-African religions within hoodoo and voodoo specifically, but even as far as Kemetic, Ifa, Yoruba, I have a great and extensive understanding, as well as have received initiation processes into many other traditions. I studied Pan-African culture, religion, and spirituality at the university level, first at the Southern Illinois University in Edwardsville, Indiana. Then I moved to California and did some study, really just for leisure, because I found it entertaining and rewarding, but, you know, obviously also gained credits in the process at Pasadena College in California with a very well-known African history, African-American history teacher and professor there. And at one point studied with Professor Karanga, who created Kwanzaa, which is now celebrated the week following Christmas up to New Year's Day. So I have an extensive history of many African and Pan-African-based religious paths and traditions, as well as world religious paths and traditions. But my specification is hoodoo and New Orleans voodoo and Obeya Bokor. I have done this for many years, done it throughout the country, as a matter of fact, in many locations. There was a time in my life where I didn't spend more than a year in one city. So I'm widely known throughout the country, and now with the aid of the internet, throughout the world. So tonight, as we move forward in our continuation of the elements of hoodoo and our introduction to Black Hawk, I want to again remind you of our call-in number, area code 347-215-8967. And if you do have a question or comment, just please do press the number 1 on your telephone keypad, and we will be sure to respond to you. If you wish to leave a question or comment in the chat room, do type it in all capital letters. This will make it easier for either myself or Zerikon or anyone in the chat who is assisting me to see your question, and I will attend to it as soon as possible. So I'm going to take a quick musical break so I can reorganize here and move forward. And we will return with the elements of hoodoo, water, and fire, and Black Hawk. Divine peace and blessings, joy, and prosperity. Ashe.
Arere awa bere kuo
Divine peace and blessings, joy and prosperity. I would like to also take this time to show honor and appreciation to the elders and the ancestors who have laid the foundation in the way upon which we now all stand. In this moment, we stand and the multifaceted, multidimensional crystals, atoms, and molecules of all-encompassing creation vibrate with us and for us in unity and awareness of that which is greater than ourselves and our very temporary, illusionary earth plane existence. I am emanating and vibrating with you and for you live and in archive, virtually, verbally, cosmically, and universally from the working temple of the House of the Divine Prince, Pan-African spiritualist, author, practitioner, and advisor in the legendary, historic, and beautiful city of New Orleans, Louisiana, the land of my ancestors and those who came before me along this spiritualist hoodoo obeya life path and journey, passing down the great obeah stick and the knowledge of the healing, life-giving herbs, roots, plants, dirt, minerals, and salts that creation has prepared for us. We are one and one and cosmic universal unity. Our ancestors understood this. And now we, too, again, traverse our destiny to understanding and rebirthing divine wisdom and comprehension into our present and urgent earth plane existence. And so it is from the point of silence that all creation sprang, and too shall be from the point of silence. We will begin. It is the origins of the primordial river and the transcendental serpentine fires moving and elevating us consciously higher and higher to greater states of consciousness and understanding. Some call this path the journey of the Kundalini. Some the journey of the soul or the spirit. Divine light beaming upon my face and filling every single trace of incompleteness and fear with light, provoking inner knowing and clarity, completeness, wholeness, and transcendence of all illusion, fear, and blight, vibrating with the linear cosmic universal vibrating light spheres. I would also like to take this time to recognize my co-host, Papa Say, fourth generation hoodoo conjurer, two-headed root doctor and seer with over 50 years of experience and peace and blessings, divine joy, and prosperity. I do apologize for the technical issues we are experiencing this evening on the chat. Thank you so much for being patient through the temporary loss of audio. I am being alerted now, both on the phone and in chat, that everything is back and working. And I greatly appreciate each and every one of you, Firewitch, Zerakon, Twee, Warm Summer Wind, Emerald Rose 7, Divine Power 78, thank each and every one of you, Ogun Vincent, for being present with me even through the technical glitches. I greatly, greatly am desirous of your support and appreciate your support. And that's one of the things, too, this evening that I did want to talk about just briefly is support. There are many ways to support. Support is not always about money. Support is not always about time. Sometimes support is just leaving divine peace and blessings on someone's comment page as opposed to that which we have found on my main Blog Talk Radio profile page at this time. Thank you so much, Divine Power 78, for being present. You are indeed greatly appreciated for being present. If you are experiencing issues with the sound, just do a quick refresh, and you should get the sound back. I have been told that the sound has been restored, but again, we have been experiencing some technical difficulties, and there may, again, be an issue with the sound. We have also been experiencing, too, some issues with little demonic hackers on Blog Talk Radio that, just like, you know, you've heard of the little trolls that steal your shoes or at night or steal one of your socks when you put your laundry in the dryer. Well, there's a little Blog Talk Radio troll that goes around and leaves ugly, evil comments on people's pages and finds a way to disrupt sound and audio, specifically on the more spiritually oriented shows. I think that's by design. That's not by accident. It's just a little too precise and a little too accurate to be anything other than by design. So we are binding and working against all that energy at this time. Normally, I erase such comments as would have been left recently here on my main Blog Talk Radio profile. And this time, someone reminded me that you could catch a sitting duck a lot easier than you can a moving target. So I decided to just let them sit and let them be seen and let the listening and viewing community deal with these energies and these spirits in the way that we do. It's not always necessary to come out and try and make a dramatic production, but to just deal with trolls in a very quiet, ritualistic, spiritual kind of way. And I'm laughing because those in the chat room know clearly what I'm talking about. Sometimes you just have to light a black candle and just let things take their course. I don't know why I'm being targeted at this time, and I'm really not offended by it or upset by it. As a matter of fact, I don't think I would even be considered as a target if I were not talking about anything or bringing anything of value to the listening audience weekly here on Blog Talk Radio. So in an odd kind of way, I appreciate the depth of the evil that lay beneath the comments that are left on my Blog Talk Radio profile. And we also do receive a certain amount of representation by the amount of visits that we receive on our Blog Talk Radio profile. So do please view the DeVry University ads and the Levi Jean ads and the Domino Pizza ads and what's going to be on NBC Tonight ads and take the time to just to click them. And again, support is not always monetary. Sometimes it's just divine peace and blessings. Go to my sponsor websites, who I will give you in just a moment, and just say, hello, I heard about you on Divine Prince on Blog Talk Radio. That is a great form of support, and it unleashes helpful, beneficial, benevolent energies that we all within the spiritualist community can utilize ritually, spiritually, magically, metaphorically within all of our works to strengthen our protective resolve and fields against all manner of imbalance and negative attack. But we would greatly appreciate your visiting our links and leaving a comment and letting our sponsors know that you did hear about them on Blog Talk Radio. And once again, our calling numbers, area code 347-215-8967. If you do indeed have a question or comment, please feel free to call that number and press the number 1 on your telephone keypad. This will alert us that there is a caller in queue. I'm not clear exactly at what point we lost audio, but again, I want to remind you that Papa Say is every Saturday afternoon, 3 p.m. U.S. Central Standard Time here on Talk Radio, and his direct links can be located on both my Blog Talk Radio profile and my website. You can locate more contact information for my co-host, guest, and honorable mentions, respectively, on their Blog Talk Radio profile. And again, in about 48 hours or so, we will have our bandwidth issue corrected on my main website. And my website will again be available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year, operating in 360 degrees of power and understanding at www.houseofthedivineprince.com, where I specialize in battle, difficult, and block situations of every type and endeavor, and I specialize in results. Please also know that I have several other websites wherein my virtual temples are present, and you can locate them in about 48 hours or so, possibly as early as tomorrow once my website is again up and running. Let's take one more break, and we will be forward with the meditation and the Divine Prince on Blog Talk Radio, sharing the elements of hoodoo, water, and fire, and a path specific to Uptown New Orleans known as Black Hawk. All is a blessing in divine light and illumination, community, and divine unity. We will be forward momentarily. Ashe.
Get what's mine. Now I know all that the chosen are few. There's no mountain I can climb, though the valley is so wide. I'll be always driving constantly through. So someday I'll find somewhere I can be free. Bye.
Divine peace and blessings, and thank you for being present every Wednesday at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time here on Blog Talk Radio with the Divine Prince, live and in archive on Blog Talk Radio. And I want to gently remind you of our sponsors, Dr. Joy and Flavor Cafe, 1214 North Rampart Street, 1214 North Rampart Street, the Flavor Cafe, New Orleans, on the perimeter of the French Quarter, Rampart Street, between Governor Nichols and Barracks. Dr. Joy offers a wide selection of Southern Cajun and Creole cooking and cuisine. She also offers catering, private parties, delivery within a limited community range, of course. She offers a daily $12.99 all-you-can-eat Cajun buffet. She has a awesome menu, starters, appetizers, spectacular entrees, and mouth-watering desserts. She has a new lunch grill specials on Saturday and Sunday, mini burgers, 12-ounce fat burgers, po' boys, muffalettos, sandwiches, pizzas, etc. Dine-in, catering, private parties, bakery products, prepared take-home meals, personal chef services, take-out, pick-up, and delivery at Flavor Cafe, 1214 North Rampart Street, here in the beautiful, legendary, historic city of New Orleans, Louisiana. And her phone number is area code 504-304-9186. Her website is http://flavacafe, Flavor Cafe, FlavaCafe.com. Flavor Cafe. Also, the Big Easy Trading Post near Canal Street and Bourbon Street, where the historic St. Charles streetcar makes that loop at 116 Carondelet Street. The Big Easy Trading Post. They buy, sell, trade gold, silver, diamonds, antiques, clocks, watches, paintings, stamps, guitar and musical instruments, currency, medals and war items, and even authentic African and Native American pieces. So please stop by the Big Easy Trading Post, give them a call, visit their website at www.webuytosell.com. That's one word, webuytosell.com, webuytosell.com. The Big Easy Trading Post. Again, stop by our sponsor websites and just say hello. I heard about you from the Divine Prince on Blog Talk Radio. Allow that proprietor to have a reason to smile when they open their email in the morning. Also, Confess Apparel, Tiffany Sharif, Confess Apparel. And her website is confessapparel.com. Confess Apparel. .com. Give me just a second here. I'm having an issue. and she's located at 8227 Oak Street in the historic New Orleans Carrollton area. 8227 Oak Street. You would take that historic St. Charles streetcar to the very end, not the Canal Street end, but the opposite end, and you will be able to visit Tiffany Sharif of Confess Apparel and Accessories, located at 8227 Oak Street in the historic New Orleans Carrollton area. Confess provides a wide range of vintage and designer apparel, jewelry, hats, handbags, and more from throughout the 20th century original pieces and beyond. And again, that website is confessapparel.com. Stop by. She's actually located on Blogger, and you can say, hello, I heard about you from the Divine Prince on Blog Talk Radio. And, of course, our favored spiritual church supply, F&F Spiritual Church Supplies, located at 801 North Broad Street. Felix Figueroa has been a staple in the spiritualist and hoodoo supply market here in New Orleans for decades. Hear me, decades. And is my most reliable source of hoodoo, Ifa, Santeria, Lukombi, root working, Palo, supplies, and he provides an array of sprays, incense, talismans, floor washes, roots, herbs, baths, oils, waters like Florida water, candles, statues, perfumes, implements, and ritual supplies and resources. He also provides services, of course. So please do contact, stop by FNF Spiritual Church Supplies, 801 North Broad Street, here in the beautiful New Orleans. It is in the mid-city area, 504-482-5400. Please ask for Felix Figueroa and let him know that you heard about him from Divine Prince of New Orleans on Blog Talk Radio. And also visit Garden District Shoe Repair, 3511 Magazine Street, New Orleans, Louisiana. Garden District Shoe Repair, 504-891-SHOE, 504-891-7463. All types of shoe dyeing, leather dyeing, rock, port, resole, orthopedic service while you wait. Please let Jimmy Holmes, the proprietor, know that you heard about him and his uptown business from the Divine Prince on Blog Talk Radio. Shawanda Don is there to meet and greet you at the front desk and provides excellent, top-notch customer service. So please do visit Garden District Shoe Repair. Also, the Big Easy Trading Post, I've given you that information. And the Voodoo Museum, one of our newest sponsors. I actually am now assisting them with their historian and tours at the Voodoo Museum, 724 Rue du Maine. 724 Rue du Maine, located in the heart of the French Quarter. Their number is area code 504-680-0128. Their website, beautiful, interesting, educational website, is www.voodoomuseum.com. And when visiting in person or online, please do let them know that you heard about them from the Divine Prince on Blog Talk Radio. When visiting in person, please ask Belinda, she's usually sitting on the desk, and let her know that you heard about her and the Voodoo Museum from the Divine Prince on Blog Talk Radio. I'm going to take just another quick musical interlude, and I will be forward momentarily with the continuation of the elements of hoodoo, water, and fire, and introduce Black Hawk, divine peace and blessings, joy, and prosperity. I will be forward momentarily. Ashe.
Azunke pare le gbae Azunke Azunke pare le gbae Pare le gba me la jan ka se wosho Azunke pare le pare vodou le gba
Azunke pare le gbae
Azunke
Azunke pare le gbae Pare le gba la jan ka se wosho Azunke pare le gbae
Azunke pare nou pare le gba me la jan ka se wosho Azunke pare le pare vodou le gba
Azunke pare le gbae
Azunke
It is said in Western culture and religion that first there was God, the Word, and light. But in a greater part of the world, and specifically Pan-African religious and spiritual cultures, there was first light, fire, and water, or nu, and then the land and man appear, created by high gods and goddesses of creation and the universal forces. For without the basic elements, no life would or could be here or exist. On the powerful hand, earth, water, fire, air, and ether demonstrate the interconnectedness and functionality and codependence of earth and Earth's natural inhabitants on the elements of our divine creation. Prompting and reminding us to maintain our awareness and consciousness of the universal laws of connectedness and spherical illumination and understanding. Water reminds us to maintain a schedule or a system of organization for all systems of life, thought, environment, or feng shui, our finances, our health and diet, and our spiritual life and physical life and wellness. Meditating on the element water and its myriad manifestations also help us to see that life is in a constant state of movement, cleansing, re-cleansing, and evolution. Gently tugged upon by the gravity of mass and the moon. So go within, close your eyes, and sense your connectedness to the Great Mother. Lose your sense of rigid individuality and allow yourself to realign with the pulse, breath, and vibration of the totality of the whole that is our earth plane creation. With every breath, feel your spirit body expanding, growing, evolving with the whole of creation. Earth at your feet, the planets, galaxies, and stars about your head, and allow yourself to feel the pull, the wind, and the motion of the moving and vibrating, breathing earth. Ever in motion, ever in an active cosmic universe. To stop is to move against destiny and force. To stop is to begin the process of death, sedimentary decay. To stop is to give into the forces of the sun and the natural cauldron of heat within the earth, the natural combustible forces of regeneration, recreation, activation, and illumination, which will cyclically act to purify and recreate all physical elements of life, the elements of hoodoo here in this earth plane existence, the cycle of life. Water, too, has an element of recreating and reshaping physical life as it does our inner and spiritual lives. The waters of the Colorado River, for example, greatly aided to carve the Great Divide and over time wash away temporal evidence, never losing its overall entirety, its overall earthly volume, ever recreating and self-purifying itself. Water is present. It is not an unlimited, unbountiful resource that we can use and abuse and contaminate. The earthly volume of water now is as it always has been and always shall be. It just shifts between one level of manifestation than another, from its fluid to its mist, to its ice, to its precipitation of snow, rain, sleet. Water is present after fire to assist in providing the elixir necessary for our new creation and growth. In hoodoo, remnants of ritual fire are often offered to spirits of water for a more sacral disposal and continuation of the natural process of life and the universe. Native Americans, too, taught and believed that anything nature offers us is worthy of our respect, honor, and commitment to an order and ritual process of reciprocal offering and usage. You never take more than you need. You always give something back and respect the value and sacrifice as a blessing and not a right of man or woman. In the moment we stand radiant and vibrating in divine, cosmic, universal light and understanding, peace, tranquility, divine joy and serenity, In this moment we stand, and the ancestors of many nations too stand with us in divine humility and gratitude for yet another day, another hour, another moment to embrace the great and divine I Am creators. In this moment we stand, and the multifaceted, multidimensional crystals, atoms, and molecules of all encompassing creation vibrate with us and for us in unity and awareness of that which is greater than ourselves and our very temporary, illusionary earth plane existence. In this moment, we stand at the crossroads of all time and space, thought and understanding, vibrating in absolute positivity and grace in the face of all possibility, all blessing, all manifestation. We choose right now in this divine moment mastery over the obstacles of life, mastery over those who would seek to invoke stumbling blocks, mastery over the illusions and delusions of the devil, and mastery over the wickedness that is Mystery Babylon. We claim mastery over calamity and war, famine and disease, hatred and tyranny, wherever in the world it may exist, understanding that all things can be accomplished and obtained and have their common root and foundation first within the spirit realms. It is within the mist and the darkness that all life sprang, within the primordial black hole that all creation has its intra and intergalactic origins, the mothering foundation of all space and time. It is the place where we begin meditation in the creative mind space of darkness, expanding outward, deeper, inward, our understanding and perception to the place where our ancestors dwell and our spirit guides offer us help and motivation. It is the place that indeed God and Goddess dwell, the place of our higher selves, the Holy Grail, which holds the secrets and the powers of true spiritual manifestation. True spiritual manifestation lies in its efficacy and its ability to manifest real, tangible, lasting, universal change and results right here and right now in this divine time and moment. It is here that we first open the gifts of the spirit and magical abilities that are latent within each and every one of us who develops the courage necessary to progress along the chosen path. It is here that the elements of life, the elements of hoodoo come together. Our paths and destinies are forged in earth, in water, and in fire. And like the diamonds of the greatest diamond mines, we too are diamonds, so forged not just in the fire of earth, but in universal cosmic fire, light, and materials, evidenced by the new discovery and science of nanodiamond study and exploration, where scientists are able to now date earth and earth events like weather conditions millions of years ago, or the presence of fallen objects like comets from the sky into our Earth atmosphere by the presence of trillions of tiny microcosmic nanodiamonds, which are now found and understood to be found all over the world in variant numbers and quantities. It's all about the crystal, I tell you. The mystery, the science, the understanding is locked away in the crystal. Adapt yourself to the crystal. Transcend and meditate with the crystal, and you too will begin to understand the chemistry, the math, the sciences that whirl around us that make this very creation magical. How can we be depressed? How can we be sad? How can we be negative even in the face of great calamity when we have such profound evidence of spiritual manifestation all around us. Fire is an element of cleansing and purification, like water, but at and on another level. Fire causes chemical reactions and transmutations of structure and foundation at a molecular level. Fire can assist in creation, and fire can destroy. Fire spiritually can also be the fuel of motivation and inspiration. It can be the evidence of results and activity. Fire spiritually can also be the fuel of motivation and inspiration. It can provide impetus for change and commitment to change in the process of growth, creation, and evolution. On the hoodoo altar, it is our prayer and constant affirmation, fire, of a specific goal or outcome. It is the activation of the same. Fire is a commonly used form of divination in hoodoo. Candles talk to you. Did you know that? Oh, yes. Candles do talk to you when you understand and know the language and the activity. Fire is said metaphorically to reside in our hearts, in our bodies, in our bellies, and provide a necessary function to the upkeep and maintenance of the physical bodies, but also have a profound effect and presence within our spiritual bodies. We have many human emotions and euphemisms that speak of purely spiritual feelings and experiences like hate, rage, fear, love, joy, happiness, envy, jealousy. But what are these things physically within our illusionary physical realm? We experience uneasiness, which correlates to the heart and stomach, but have no real tangible earth-based or correlation physically, but are tuned into, tapped into, turned on and off by our emotional and spiritual responses. Our heart and our stomach act to provide us some of our most basic experience, sensation, and responses to events and elements within and without our physical bodies and existence. So if your emotional body or physical body, the elements of your body, the elements of hoodoo are out of sync or balance, your ability to properly see, experience, and access the constant movements of life and motions of experience around you will be greatly curtailed. Some people fantasize about a perfect existence where there are no issues, there are no problems, there are no bills to attend, there are no small crisis within our family and our home. And this is unrealistic. It's a natural part of the earth cycle. Just sit in your closest favorite park and just watch the plants and the trees and the cycle of life, our birth, our growth, our expansion, our maturity, our fall, our winter, our transition, and our rebirth again as a new element, a new creature. And within the spirit realms, we too follow these processes. Understand that our experience is multi-leveled, multi-faceted, multi-dimensional. It is why I keep repeating it. We literally stand at the center of a crystal ball, a crystal sphere, and we not only have to have the ability to see with our two eyes and to hear with our two ears and to smell with our two nostrils and to speak with our one mouth, which suggests that we should do it at least once as least as the other two. But but to also experience from above and below, from before and behind, which is why it is said that God is omnipresent. God is omnipotent, ever-present, able to see Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. But we, too, when we release ourselves from the limited boundaries, rules, and regulations of the physical plane dimension and realize that we are also connected on a fire, air, and etheric dimensional level, then we, too, expand our range of knowing and experience, our range of view. It is quite interesting that some of the smallest creatures on Earth have some of the best eyesight and can see from many plane dimensions, not only beneath the plants and on the ground or within their smaller range dimensional experience, but also when the human walks through and the animal walks through and the larger, more profound expansions of our Earth plane existence, which are probably the cosmos to the smallest creature, just like the sky and the planets are the cosmos to us. So understand, if that may help you any, that we are experiencing multi levels of dimensional expression and understanding right now in this divine moment. It is the root and the key to accessing great power, great magic, great healing, great prophetic vision, and being able to access and understand that dimension. Are there those who can access that dimension without the understanding? Absolutely. There are spiritual prodigies. There are people who are born with certain gifts of perception. I have a friend who left something burning at his house, and we drove 50 miles away from his house, and he started smelling smoke. Of course, there was no smoke where we were, but he was having a spiritual, remote psychic experience of the smoke that he left back at his house. That is how we are able to remote heal. That is how we are able to remote Reiki now. That is how we are able to see into the past, the present, and the future by expanding beyond our physical limitations and into our greater body, our energy body, our astral body, that which connects us to the whole of creation, which allows us to then see with our God consciousness the overview of all things and see into resolutions that would otherwise be obscured by the trees. We've all heard the saying, you can't see the forest for the trees. It is just another example of the type of interdimensional understanding and experience that I am trying to share with you that we are all a part of. And when you begin to tap that and truly understand that, that's when you will begin to find miraculous and wondrous events taking place. Here in New Orleans, we have a belief that vendors have a gift of calling people to them to purchase. So if you are not in good spirit, typically we experience a shorter day in our sales of products here in New Orleans as a vendor. So we truly understand the connectedness of spirit to all of our activities, school, child growth, childbearing, teenage years, your adolescent years, your 20s, your 30s. Spirit precedes us in all our experiences. So the more you build your spirit body above all other bodies, the greater power you will have, the greater pleasure you will find that you will have in life when you are able to understand that all things truly have a purpose. You are not picked out to be picked on, that many things that happen that we interpret as negative are just because of our limited faith, our limited understanding of the interdimensional connectedness of all the things that make our waking life and existence what it is here on Mother, Father, Earth. And so it is crucial to, I think, the basis of any metaphysical, occult, spiritual, magical ritual understanding and study that you be taught and initiated in the understanding of the elements. The elements apply to everything. We all know our astrological sun sign. Some of us know the moons and the other planets in our chart. But primarily we all know just the sun sign. But that sun sign is greatly affected by the elements. Remember your powerful hand. Hold out your left hand. Your smallest finger, earth. Your ring finger, water, fire, air, mind. It is not only just a way of remembering the elements, but it's also a way of equating the elements as you move forward in any personal, ritual, spiritual, physical process. The availability, the wealth of knowledge contained within the Akashic records that awaits you once you tap this understanding. And people ask, well, why is it so complicated? It's so complicated because evil is among us. We have evidence of that on my Blog Talk Radio profile. Everything is consciously, actively seeking to bring about. Yes, I am with you, and we bind all manner of interruption, deception, interference as we continue to share this important, important information. And again, if you do have a question or comment, our call-in number is area code 347-215-8967, 347-215-8967. If you do have a question or comment, just press the number 1 on your telephone keypad. This will alert us that there is a caller in queue who would like me to open their mic so that you can share and ask your question or state your comment. The crystal mineral of the day is fluorite, vibrating with both fire and water. Fluorite is a stone crystal mineral of universal balance and organization, also providing a deep cleansing and strengthening vibration that assists in clearing and opening clear and precise decision-making while still allowing for openness to third eye and crown chakra stimulation and activation. Fluorite is akin to fluoride, which is the powdered form, which is inputted into many toothpaste products here in America, which we know provides strengthening and enamel protection to our teeth. Many cities in America still unsafely add fluoride to their water. So check your local city municipal to find out what the fluoride level is in the water in your community. But that is the same or akin to the fluorite crystal mineral or stone, and it is also excellent in assisting to maintain balance within groups and relationships. You will often find many levels, right angles, in a fluorite stone or specimen, which suggests its multiple levels ability to tap and merge energies to bring about a smooth flow of energy and intercourse. Typically, they come in pieces, polished pieces, and those are the preferred pieces because fluorite can be rather brittle in its most natural state. So you would prefer the more polished fluorite pieces, which tend to have that the clear, colorless form of fluorite, provides sort of a protective enamel over all the little fractured areas within fluoride that you will normally find, often exhibiting very bright lavender, violet, yellow, green colors within the stone. And it brings accordance between the intellect and the spiritual, assisting one in reorganizing that which is not beneficial and conducive to furthering spiritual evolution and development. Fluorite comes in many colors, including purple, lavender, white, colorless, blue, green, and yellow. And for each color with a specific area of expertise and function within the astral and auric bodies. It acts as a cleansing agent while applying strengthening foundation and protection as an overlay to the healed center or energy. I'm going to now quickly move into our Black Hawk segment with a Black Hawk prayer. There is a limited amount of information available online about Black Hawk, and I am going to share that with you. But I will also be introducing and reintroducing tonight, as well as in coming shows, more specific path information about Black Hawk that only those specific to my community here in Uptown, the city area of New Orleans, would be aware of. Black Hawk, be a watchman on the wall, prop me up every time I fall, wet their tongue like a sword and bend their bows to shoot arrows at their bitter words. Teach their hands to woe. Let the Lord shoot at them with arrows that seek evil after my soul. Revenge me, O God, in the power of Black Hawk. Black Hawk, be a protector from all hurt, harm, and danger. Be my keeper and shield me, and bless me when I stand in need. Shoot out thine arrows and destroy them in the name of the Most High. Hear my voice, O God, in my prayer. Preserve my life from fear of the enemy. Hide me from the secret counsel of the wicked, from the intersection of the workers of iniquity, who wet their tongue like a sword and bend their bows to shoot their arrows, even bitter words, that they may shoot in secret at the perfect. Suddenly do they shoot at him and fear not. They encourage themselves in evil manner. They commune of laying snares privately. They say, who shall see them? They search out iniquities. They accomplish a diligent search. Both the inward thought of every one of them and the heart is deep, but God shall shoot at them with an arrow. Suddenly shall they be wounded. Assist us in our endeavors, Black Hawk. And this is a prayer that is posted online, but it's also a common Black Hawk prayer outside the community. Typically, the prayers within the Mardi Gras Indian cultures, and Black Hawk originally came out of Mardi Gras Indian culture. Many of the, if not all of the Mardi Gras Indian groups that parade on Mardi Gras Day, as well as on St. Joseph's Day, which will be this weekend, this Sunday, as a matter of fact, where many voodoo rites are performed here in New Orleans on St. Joseph's Day. Some of you remember that it was St. Joseph's Day debacle of 2004 and the subsequent city council meeting where Tootie Montana, the elder of one of the Mardi Gras Indian tribes, passed away, that we firmly believe led to the coming of Hurricane Katrina. It was chanted during that meeting that Black Hawk would come and assist. Of course, they'd had no intention of causing such a calamity on the city, but certain powerful forces cannot be contained and controlled, which is why it is crucial to be properly initiated and instructed in calling spirit forces. This is what makes the Ouija board so dangerous, calling forth elemental spiritual forces. The forms used within the divination also suggest the level of elemental energies that are able to access that particular item or form. The Ouija board is commonly made of wood, so elementals of earth typically attempt to come through the Ouija board. Ghosts, deceased, disembodied, those who have had a connection to physicality, who are still in a dimension able to communicate back to this earth, typically are those that come through the Ouija. So that's why the Ouija is such a dangerous, dangerous toy or ritual item. It has been sold as a toy and mass-produced as a toy, but it is truly a ritual item. Forms of divination, such as the tarot, I personally have had some very negative experiences utilizing tarot, and it's because of the element of paper. Paper, unlike wood, has an even weaker energy vibration and has been greatly tampered with and manipulated by man and by the production of paper. And when you add the elements of the symbolism or whatever energy has been also then invoked via the tarot, depending on the tarot deck you get, you can either not be able to work or bond with that deck whatsoever, or you may also have negative responses dealing with that deck. So you will find that tarot decks are just as individual as the persons who use them, because they're such a flimsy conduit because of that element of paper. I have a preference for I Ching coins in particular, for runes, particularly runes made of precious stones. I have a beautiful hematite and 24-karat gold rune set. Of course, I like and utilize the Ifa board. But again, we're talking cowrie shells. Our watchmen, my watchmen, are made of turquoise. But it is, again, a very grounded form and uses of energy in that type of divination, which is why those who are in the know understand why the Babalao sits with his back always to the wall and to the east, and does the divination on the floor. You are actually utilizing earth-based energy spirits in that form of reading. So commonly, particularly on my internet readings, I use crystal. It's a higher level of energy, a higher vibration. Negative is not as easily able to pass through fire and light as it is earth and more earth-based energies. So elements are a major, major force in sorcery, alchemy, Wicca, witchcraft even, and any true spiritual magical path that manifests through responses and manifestations from the work. I'm not talking about symbolic work. I'm talking about truly performing documented rituals that produce documented results. Voodoo is a fluid, adaptable, synchronistic, and inclusive spiritual and religious practice that embraces many people, religions, and cultures. The Lawa, which are the deity of voodoo, spirits or mysteries, are terms used to describe the divine, archetypical spiritual forces of voodoo, who are ever-changing, manifesting in infinite ways according to the filter of a given culture, spiritual practice, or people and geographic location. Because New Orleans was a major port where multiple cultures converge, the influences on New Orleans hoodoo is very diverse and complex. It's a very diverse and complex system, and in a constant state of evolution. For example, there are Cuban-inspired Santeros, Haitian-initiated Mambos and Hoguns, Obeya, and root workers from the Deep South and the West Indian Islands like Belize, Bahamas, Dominican Republic, all here in New Orleans. Followers of these spiritualist churches, which are often not here within the city per se, but out in the rural areas and the outer parishes of New Orleans in more isolated communities, who incorporate spells and natural magic, and followers of Yoruba, Ifa, traditions of Nigeria. New Orleans hoodoo is also influenced by Native American spirituality and herbalism. For example, the famous Chief Black Hawk is considered a major hoodoo spirit and is often included in ritual work specific to New Orleans, mid-city, and uptown here in New Orleans, Louisiana. Have no doubts or confusion about this. Hoodoo and voodoo are slave religions and have their very foundation and roots in specific communities, families, and churches here in the Deep South. And when I say voodoo, I mean V-O-O-D-O-O. Voodoo, V-O-D-O-U, came with the Middle Passage and slavery, just as Ifa, just as Akan, just as Fon, just as many other West African-based Pan-African religions, which are often abbreviated as ATR, through the Middle Passage and slavery. But that which settled specifically here in the Mississippi Delta, in the Deep South, in New Orleans, in Louisiana, Mississippi, is hoodoo and voodoo, V-O-O-D-O-O, based. And commonly we say here there are two types of voodoo in New Orleans. There's tourist voodoo, and there's the authentic hoodoo, which is not practiced in the quarter, which is not practiced and seen in the tours, but which is done privately, not so much secretively, but just privately in a more natural setting, either on the levees, in the homes, in the churches, in the laundromats, in the communities, in the communities of New Orleans, in the neighborhoods, I should say. Voodoo and Yoruba, Santeria, and Palo were imported here during the Middle Passage, the Haitian Revolution, and the continued migration of people of color here to New Orleans, even still today. But often it is forgotten that the Native Americans were here first. The Native Americans were here before the Louisiana Purchase, were here before Mardi Gras, were here before the advent of slavery and all the horrors and atrocities that go along with that. So often during the slave period, many slaves and Africans who were able to escape, particularly here in this area, escaped to the swamps, where they were embraced by the Native American peoples who were here first. And this is where we gained our original connection to and practice of Black Hawk here in New Orleans, primarily Uptown New Orleans. Now, you can go into many of the other wards, the 7th Ward, the 9th Ward, particularly those who are a little older will know of Black Hawk. Many elders will not even allow you to speak the name in their house or in their presence because of the fear of that path and the mystery of the unknown elements of the path. It's a very little known and understood path. So we ask, how did a stubborn warrior from Western Illinois become a saint in the churches of New Orleans? And I'm going to share with you from Jason Berry, who wrote the book, The Spirit of Black Hawk. And I do have that book posted on the second page of my website, www.houseofthedivineprince.com, somewhere towards the bottom. But again, my bandwidth is overwhelmed right now by the number of visitors I'm getting. And I greatly appreciate the visitors. Don't stop visiting my website. Just give me about 24 hours to have that bandwidth increase, and the website will be accessible the way it should. But I'm going to quickly read a piece that Jason Berry wrote just to kind of give you a quick opening, and then I'm going to move into my understanding of Black Hawk. Jason Berry first encountered the spirit of Black Hawk in February of 1979. It was an unseasonably warm, muggy night in New Orleans. Gauze of mist shrouded the city as he left the French Quarter and crossed the Industrial Canal Bridge and entered a threadbare black neighborhood of the Lower Ninth Ward. He was doing research for a documentary about the families of jazz musicians. The patriarch of one clan, a deacon in Jason Berry's church, told him of a ceremony invoking the spirit of the long-dead Illinois Indian leader, Black Hawk. Black Hawk had little connection to Jason Berry's project, but had his curiosity, and so he went on to write this book. And again, you will be able to purchase the book directly from my website in about 24 hours, 48 hours at the top. once I get my website rolling again, The Spirit of Black Hawk by Jason Berry. But the fear of Black Hawk was so great that many here did not want to know who or what Black Hawk was or what it involved. And there is a connection with Black Hawk, as well as many other localized deities here in New Orleans, to Marie Laveau. Many people ask me, particularly when I do my tours and assist people in finding the Voodoo Museum down on Rue du Maine in the French Quarter, about Marie Laveau. What did she really do? Who were her deities? What was she working? And a little-known deity, but the probably premier deity of New Orleans hoodoo practice, is Saint Maroon. Some say Saint Maroon, some say Saint Maron, M-A-R-O-N. Others say M-A-R-O-O-N, which is believed to be a corruption of the French word Maron, M-A-R-O-N, meaning a runaway, which relates to a runaway slave. Saint Maroon was a runaway slave. He was usually represented by an image of Saint Anthony. So when you ask what voodoo deities did Marie Laveau use, her voodoo deity was Saint Maroon, Saint Anthony, and you may be familiar with Saint Expedite, a real Catholic saint who resided here in New Orleans during the yellow fever epidemic, who is not traditionally honored or accepted as a saint by the Catholic Church, because he too called on Saint Anthony for assistance during the yellow fever epidemic and had great success with it, as did Marie Laveau. They were both known, well known for their services in the yellow fever epidemic, long before their association directly with voodoo. And again, Saint Maron was, or Saint Maroon was, represented by an image of Saint Anthony. Apparently, this saint not only found lost people, he aided those who got lost or went into hiding on purpose. Black Hawk, from the Sauk, S-A-U-K, and Fox language, was a leader and warrior of the Sauk Native American tribe in what are now the states of Iowa and Illinois. And during the War of 1812, he fought on the side of the British. Later, he led a band of Sauk and Fox warriors against settlers in Illinois and present-day Wisconsin in 1832. Black Hawk War, in an attempt to regain his tribe's traditional village sites along the Rock River in Illinois. After the war, he was captured and taken to the eastern U.S., where he and other British band leaders were confined for a time and showcased in several cities. The Sauk defeat marked an end to armed resistance in what is now known as the Old Northwest. Black Hawk died in 1838 in what is now southeastern Iowa. He left behind an enduring legacy of nobility and patriotism, and is honored today as a hero of both Native and white Americans, but also a deity and hoodoo deity of ancestry and ancestral power for black Americans and practitioners of hoodoo. Black Hawk, or Black Sparrow Hawk, was born in the village of Sauk and Nanook on the Rock River in present-day Rock, Illinois, in 1767. He was the great-grandson of Thunder Nanamaki, who was an important principal chief among the Sauk. Nanamaki had been born in the vicinity of Montreal, Canada, once home to the Sauk Nation. As the British and French fought over Quebec, the Sauk were moved to an area of Green Bay, Wisconsin. Here they held a council with the Fox tribe, and a national treaty of friendship and alliance was agreed upon. And from this point forward, the two tribes have been joined and known as the Sauk and Fox. Black Hawk was a leader of a band of Sauks near Rock Island at Sauk-en-Nut, had always been opposed to ceding Native American lands to white settlers and their governments. Black Hawk, in particular, denied the validity of an important 1841 treaty between the Sauk and Fox Nations and then Indiana Territory Governor William Henry Harrison. The treaty conceded territory, including Sauk Inuit, to the United States, and this treaty was subsequently disputed by Black Hawk and other members of the tribe since the full tribal councils had not been consulted, nor those representing the tribes had given any authorization to cede the land. So when the War of 1812 erupted between the United Kingdom and the United States, Colonel Robert Dickinson, an English fur trader, amassed a sizable force of Native Americans at Green Bay to assist the British in operations along the Great Lakes. Most of the warriors Dickinson assembled were from the Potawatomi, the Ho-Chunk, and the Kickapoo and Ottawa tribes. Dickinson then summoned Black Hawk's band of about 200 Sauk warriors. When Black Hawk arrived, he was given command of all natives gathering at Green Bay, presented with a silk flag, a medal, and a written certificate of good behavior and alliance with the British. In addition, Dickinson bestowed upon Black Hawk the rank of Brevet Brigadier General. The certificate would be found 20 years later after the Battle of Bad Axe, carefully preserved along with a flag very similar to the one Dickinson gave to Black Hawk. Of course, the war ensued. The British continued to fight, eventually losing and conceding the territory to the United States, and then that area was broken up into what we now know as Indiana, Illinois, Iowa, and the like. And following the Black Hawk War, with much of the British band dead and the rest captured or disbanded, the defeated Chief Black Hawk was held in captivity at Jefferson Barracks with Neopopo, White Cloud, and eight other leaders of the British band. And after 8 months, in April 1833, they were taken east as ordered by the U.S. President Andrew Jackson. The men traveled by steamboat, horse, drawn carriage, and railroad and met with large crowds wherever they went. Once in Washington, D.C., they met with Jackson and Secretary of War Lewis Cass. Through their final destinations was prison, though their final destination was prison at Fortress Moreau in Virginia. They stayed only a few weeks at the prison, during which they mostly posed for portraits by different artists. And on June 5, 1833, the men were sent west by steamboat on a circus tourist route that took them through many large cities. And again, the men were a spectacle everywhere they went and met with huge crowds of people in cities as New York, Baltimore, and Philadelphia. Reaction in the West, however, was much different. For instance, in Detroit, a crowd burned and hanged effigies of the prisoners. Near the end of his captivity in 1833, Black Hawk took his life story to a government entrepreneur and interpreter, which was edited by a local reporter and became the first Native American autobiography published in the United States, the autobiography of Ma Ka Tai Mi Shi Kia Kiak, or Black Hawk, embracing the traditions of his nation, various wars in which he had been engaged, and his account of the cause and general history of the Black Hawk War in 1832, his surrender and travels through the United States, also life, death, and burial of the old chief, together with a history of the Black Hawk War, was published in 1833 in Cincinnati, Ohio, as interpreted by Antoine LeClaire and edited by J.B. Patterson. The book immediately became a bestseller. So Black Hawk then, as a legacy in modern times, became a tragic hero and a large number of present-day commemorations exist for him, and they are mostly in forms of signs and roads and community areas and schools that are named after Black Hawk or dedicated to the memory of Black Hawk. Black Hawk came to New Orleans culture, hoodoo culture specifically, again, via the rites and practices of the Mardi Gras Indian tribe, and particularly the Mardi Gras Indian tribes that existed here in the uptown area of New Orleans. I am quickly running out of time, as I often do. I often over-prepare and have way too much information for a two-hour show. And again, we are considering, both Papa Fay and I, lengthening the time of our show for a longer show if people are willing to sit that long. But I will be continuing hoodoo and the elements with air and ether next Wednesday night, 7 p.m. Central Standard Time here on Block Talk Radio, and the voodoo or hoodoo practice of Black Hawk here in New Orleans, as it is practiced here in the uptown area of New Orleans. And be sure to check out The Spirit of Black Hawk by Jason Berry. Black Hawk is an African-American spiritual practice based on Native American spirits. While it denies openly being voodoo, its practices, especially with potions, are almost identical to voodoo and hoodoo. And this book recounts the practice and history of Black Hawk, Marie Laveau, Congo Square, and the controversy and origins of Black Hawk and the Mardi Gras Indians, and it has illustrations, and it's quite an interesting book. And again, once my website comes back up in about 24 hours or so, you will be able to purchase the book, The Spirit of Black Hawk, directly from my website. And next week, I will continue with more of the specific practices and teaching of the Black Hawk path of hoodoo, as well as our hoodoo elements, air, and ether. So again, thank you so much for being present with me here and enjoying the Divine Prince live from New Orleans here on Block Talk Radio, live and in archive. And do join us again next week, 7 p.m. Central Standard Time, here on Block Talk Radio. Also remember to join us Sunday at 3 p.m. Central Standard Time with Papa Fay. Papa Fay will air 3 p.m. Central Standard Time here on Block Talk Radio, and you can click on his direct link from my Block Talk Radio profile. I want to thank each and every one of you who are present in all the chat rooms, especially the Block Talk Radio chat room. Comedian, thank you for being present with us. Sammy Hain, thank you for always being present. Of course, Black Talion, 316, our Sergeant of Arms, our Executive Secretary, our Social Networking Assistant, we greatly appreciate your aid and assistance. Our fellow community member and practitioner, Ogun Denson, thank you so much for taking the time to be present with us here on Block Talk Radio. Divine Power, 78. Fire Witch, thank you so much for being present. Zerikon, please do click on Zerikon's profile and join Zerikon on his coming Block Talk Radio show. And Celtic D, thank you so much for stopping by and sharing with the Divine Prince here on Block Talk Radio. Warm Summer Wind, thank you for being present. And, of course, Oro Shango, we always are thankful for our community stopping by and supporting us. Remember to please, please, click on all those ads on our Block Talk Radio show. We do receive a small amount of credit for that. Click on those ads and those links and those advertisements and show us your support. Visit my sponsor website and say the peace and blessings the Divine Prince sent me from Block Talk Radio. And again, join us next week, 7 p.m. Central Standard Time, here on Block Talk Radio with the Divine Prince. Divine peace and blessings. Joy and prosperity, Ashe.
put a spell on you. Because you're mine. Stop the things you do. What up? Oh, you're my...